Hello, this is Shelley Brim Baggett coming to you from beautiful Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We have been blessed this week to talk about a great man of God who's gone on to be with the Lord. His name is Dr. George Washington Carver, a well-known scientist who helped save the economy in the South through the inventions that the Lord had given him. Over 300 ways to use the peanut, over 200 ways to use the sweet potato. It gave the peanut and the sweet potato value, and it helped save, again, the economy of the South. And here he is mentioned in a wonderful Bible called the American Patriots Bible, published by Thomas Nelson. And he is listed, and his quote is, "My secret to success is simple," and it's Proverbs chapter 3. And verse number 6, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." And so his book is offered this week as our radio's offer, The Man Who Talked with the Flowers. And just call or write. We'll give you information at the end of the broadcast, and it is yours. I'm reminded of, a scripture in Acts chapter 17, that the God who made the heavens and the earth, and that would include the peanut, the sweet potato, the flowers, he also created us. And in that same portion of scripture, it talks about who appointed the fixed times and the boundaries of our habitation. You and I, here we are. The boundary of our habitation, United States of America, no secret. Our fixed time is we're right on time with God. In His wisdom and His love, we were born just right. I'm 52 years old. You may be 15. You may be 102. But whatever your age, the God of love, in His wisdom, has you on this earth, in the United States, to seek after Him. And I'm just thinking about Dr. Carver, George Washington Carver, what an inspiration he is. On that simple verse of all our ways, acknowledging God. Friend, what a treasure trove is waiting for us to experience if we would just endeavor, and I'm talking to myself, to acknowledge the Lord, sensitive to Him in every area of our life. And He is faithful as God to direct our path. And then there are other scriptures. I think about, it says, "And whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Now, we can add that to Proverbs 3. "In all our ways, acknowledge Him. Lord, here's my way. I may be a truck driver, but in all my ways of driving this truck, I do it to your glory." And just see that the Lord will direct your path. And you may be a doctor, you may be a lawyer, a school teacher, you may be a bus driver, you may be a mother. I remember when my children were small, and I would practice that scripture of doing things to His glory, feeding them, wiping their little faces. And I said, now, when it came time to clean their diaper, and if, Lord, if I can clean their diaper to your glory, I know your glory will surely win. And it was a practice, and it was a doing, and it was experiencing the glory of God in every detail of life. When you even writing that check for the electric bill, or paying tithes, or speaking a word to a neighbor, in all our ways acknowledging Him, and He will direct our path. And so, this being Friday, and I want to conclude some highlights from a man who did just that. How much more the Lord wants to bless us and to give us creative ideas. I believe there are songs that are waiting to be written that just come from the person who's positioned to hear from the great musician of the universe, the Lord Almighty. There are scientific discoveries waiting to be revealed to the scientists who will just listen to the heart of the Father. And wherever you are as a designer, there are designs waiting for those whose ear is open to see the great designer of the universe. And he gives you these concepts and ideas. And I believe that they'll be part of the great blessing in your life. And you're not dependent upon our government and not dependent upon the economy, but God blessing you with these witty inventions. Another thing that he mentioned, Dr. Carver, was that there was going to be a great spiritual awakening. Now, you and I know, loving Billy Brim, that she has on her heart awakening and praying for it, for this nation and for the world. And every Wednesday at 12 noon Central Time, we have prayer here at Prayer Mountaining, not for a lot of different subjects, just one, an awakening to this nation, for this nation and for God to move. And we have over 60 some odd countries that have joined us at the same time. And so it's amazing that in light of this prayer and what we're doing here at Prayer Mountain, on page 37 of this book, The Man Who Talks with Flowers, Dr. Carver says that in the last days there's going to be a great spiritual awakening in the world. So the same Holy Ghost in him. And it's going to come from people up here, from people connected with you and me, from plain, simple people who know, not merely believe, but actually know that God answers prayer. Isn't that you? I know it is. We don't just believe it. We know that God is a prayer-answering God. And it's going to be a great awakening, a great revival of Christianity. It's not a revival of religion, thank God. We can have religion and still have wars. But this is going to be a revival of true Christianity. It's going to rise from laymen, from men who are going about their work and putting God into what they do. You know, as you go about your work, you're putting God into what you do. In those buttons that you press on the keyboard of your computer, on every instrument that you use in your life, you're putting God to work through my hand. Oh, prayerfully. And you want to make God real to mankind through love. And so we talked about another thing, attributes of Dr. Carver. He was a man of great humility, and he was a man of great love and joy. And then also he carried with him expectancy. Faith has expectancy. Doesn't that stir you? I know it does me. Shelley, raise up your expectancy level, you know? When you're putting your keys in the car tonight and heading back home after work, expect something. Don't just let it be normal. Drive to the glory of God. Expect God to do and to reveal and to show you, and walk in great humility with it. It talked about he talked about the eyes being the window to the Spirit. And he said, the Spirit cannot be measured. The Spirit of man is infinite. He said, I'm not trying to describe it, but it's who we really are. And, of course, that reminds us of the Word. It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 that the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, spirit, soul, and body. And then it talks about in Peter being the hidden man of the heart. And it says that we are made in the image of God, and God is a spirit, Jesus said in John chapter 4. So we are a spirit. And that part of us cannot be measured. It's infinite. It's born from above. It has God's nature, and it's worth living for. And you take that spirit away from us, and we would become worse than the beast in the field. But a thing that is incarnate with the life like within it, like for instance, a little flower, Dr. Carver says, you can reach out and look into that flower, and suddenly you're taking hold of the things that lift you up and carry you along and make people love you and give you the joy of life and the joy of living and the joy of having come into the place that God has for you. Oh, and the exuberance of filling that place in life. Oh, blessed the Lord. But I do know that there are people who are like flowers, just as simply in touch with God and with His Spirit. And I do know that there's no greater thrill that one gets than reaching out and touching one of these great men and women of God who know the Lord. And I know that there's nothing more pitiful than meeting those who can go no further than their own little selves. People who can't get away from the little quote-unquote I. My feelings, I'm hurt, my world, my purpose, my plans. Oh, that's so little. People who are afflicted with the I disease. I am hurt. My feelings. The worst of all diseases. Your heart goes out to such people because they've wasted so much time. They fill a certain amount of space in the world that possibly might just as well be occupied by someone else. And as he spoke, Dr. Carver spoke, I suddenly was transported again in imagination back into his little laboratory in Alabama. Dr. Carver called his laboratory God's Workshop. And again I saw him holding the little flower that was given him to heal, caressing it, looking into it. And I heard him repeat Tennyson's immortal lines, quote, flower in the crannied wall, I pluck you out of the crannies. I hold you here, root and all, in my hand. Little flower, but if I could understand what you are, root and all in all, I should know what God is. And man is. And so we know that God, who created the heavens and the earth and all that in them is, that included the flowers, and how this book, The Man Who Talked with Flowers, by Dr. George Washington Carver, will bless you. I want you to have a copy, and you just simply call 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447, or write Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or log on to Billy Brim, BILLYEBRIM.org, and we will send you this book as our gift to you. I love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a prayerful partner of this ministry. In all our ways, we are going to be acknowledging the Lord, and He will direct our paths in glory, in blessing, in witty inventions, and marvelous testimonies. I'm expecting to hear from you, so please call and write and share us how God has been opening the ear of your heart to hear Him like never before. And until we meet again, may God's riches and best be yours. Shalom. Shalom.